So I'm here today talking with Philip Breen, Liverpool fan, theatre director, playwright, Unfilled Rap subscriber, all sorts of other things, Phil. Yeah. Having a cup of tea, some very excellent tea we've got here. Ceylon tea, I think, for this one.
I think it's an Earl Grey, actually.
Is it an Earl Grey? It's an Earl Grey. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very impressive. So, Phil, I know you from Get to the Match, from going to a few away matches in London, from being in the Flatiron and in the Cabbage at Liverpool being together on the cop sometimes.
Yes.
But you do other stuff than go to football matches, don't you?
I've spent my life in the theatre as a latterly a playwright, but really I suppose a director by trade. And I've been lucky enough to work all over the world. And when I was growing up in Liverpool in the 90s, there wasn't really a producing theatre house there as well. So there's a lot of people from the city from that period who've gone into the business who haven't sort of worked at the theatre, didn't have a connection with the theatre. There was no sort of everyman youth theatre, just that, you know, which gives an indication, you know, of what great things Gemma Bodnay has done for the city in the last 17 years. Because there's a generation of kids now who've been brought up with a very, very serious producing house where they're doing kind of, you know, really sort of serious work in Liverpool's theatres, not just receiving, you know, big receiving shows at the Empire or touring comedies or whatever to any of the city's smaller venues. So yeah, I've been doing that for most of my life. And there's a lot of football people who go to the games in the theatre. Not very many directors, I have to say. There's a certain level of, I suppose, obsession that comes with that job. That is quite tunnel vision. And I guess I'm quite a rare example of a theatre director who sort of speaks football as a first language.